He's moving closer, closer. How can a man smell so male? And then a large palm is crashing down onto the counter in front of me.
Triple scotch, the good stuff. Make it quick.
No, please. No, thank you. Nothing. I am nothing. But I will be. His voice is as silky smooth as his order. It's the drawl of a man used to getting what he wants in life, with the undercurrent of heat that's more of a power punch than a kick. There's no casual interest in it, though. No flirty undertone. I am not a blonde. I am not his type. I was ordered to dye my crazy curls for that reason. My Julia Roberts explosion dipped in Hershey's, as Tatiana likes to call them. I flat out refused, and I received another couple of bruises for that. I may be a college dropout, but I always do my homework. In the last few days, I have studied every nuance of this man. He's fickle when it comes to women. Easy and predictable are routine conquests, yet they never hold his attention for long. I knew I needed to be smarter than that. I needed to be so far from the obvious, he'd never see me coming. 5'7", slim, haunted and hunted green eyes.
Well, are you going to take my order or not?
His large palm is a fist now, the tight knot of tendons pulsing with impatience. Yes, Mr. Sanders, I mutter. Flustered, I reach under the counter for the bottle of Macallan that's kept there just for him. My new bar manager, Jackson, told me all about it. At the time, I figured it was just another excuse for him to brush against my breasts. Unscrewing the cap, I sense his stony grays dancing over me. He's studying my face like a child studies an insect before deciding whether or not to crush it under their sneaker. I know his eyes are gray from that photograph. They dance, not flicker, because he likes to play at the game of life and not merely exist in it like I do. In turn, my awareness of him is like an earthquake to my senses. Lights dim, noise fades, blood rushes.
Interesting.
He leans across the bar suddenly, one elbow propped on the counter with all of the ease of a man who truly doesn't give a damn.
How do you know my name if you can't even look at me, sweetheart?
His endearment slides off his tongue like sugar-coated mockery. I guessed.
You guessed. So my reputation precedes me, as usual.
There is a pause.
You're new around here. Jackson likes them with tits smaller than their brains.
I smile at his fist, not rising to the bait. His provocation is notorious. He pierces your insecurities like the worst kind of splinter, just so he can crush you under the weight of his contempt. This man is as smart with his words as he is with his business dealings. Instead, I hone in on the simple gold band on his ring finger as he continues to scrutinize and find me lacking. For now. I know his wedding ring is as insincere as I am. He is no more faithful to his wife than she is to him. They live in separate houses. They conduct separate lives. They are married to the misery of circumstance, not to each other. Play it cool. Make an impression.
Name?
He demands. Nina. It's my real one, but I am not hung up on the sacrifice. I'll gladly trade it in when all of this is over.
Not much of a talker, are you?
My gaze jerks up on reflex. It's my first flare of defiance, something I thought my father had killed and buried a long time ago. My world stills for a couple more of those pounding beats from the club speakers. He wasn't meant to be this handsome.